As far as the non-transplant eligible patient population is concerned, I do think we have a new standard of care, and the new standard of care is triplets. Up until recently, we were using the doublet of lenalidomide and dexamethasone. So RD, based on the first trial, was considered sort of the standard of care. With the Maya trial now, we have DRD, or Dara, lenalidomide, dexamethasone. And that is really going to be a game changer, because if you look at the PFS of patients getting the antibody with the lenalidomide and dexamethasone at about close to 2.5 to 3 years, we have more than 70% of people remaining progression-free. So that's really good data, and I don't think we've seen better data than this combination of monoclonal antibody with RD. Traditionally, we've been using triplets in this patient population as well. As you know, we've adopted using RVD in a modified fashion, which we like referring to as RVD light, and that's again been a very successful approach in this transplant eligible patients. So as we move forward and as we get more comfortable, I do think we're going to use more and more in terms of combination strategies. The question is going to be, you know, up until recently, we've always talked about continuous therapy or continuing treatment up until progression. When we start seeing these triplets and quadruplets with really high quality responses, can we then begin to ask the question of, okay, can I stop the treatment in a subset of patients? We're not quite there as yet, but I do think that's going to be a question which is going to be asked in some of our future clinical trials.
So you've been a very vocal proponent of what you called RVD light for a while, but I'm just kind of curious right now, are you tempted to try the RDD? Have you tried that regimen? I don't even know if you can give it. And if you do that, would you want to slip in a little proteasome inhibitor and make it RVD light, Dara?
Yes. So those are all great questions. And I've certainly used RD Dara because I was an investigator on the Maya trial. And, you know, patients are able to tolerate it. Once they get their first one or two doses of daratumumab, in general, most patients do well with the monoclonal antibody. And we've seen excellent results with that. You're talking about a quadruplet, and I agree with you 100%. You know, we shouldn't be focused on quadruplets only in the younger patient population. I do think the older patient population also deserve just as good a remission as the younger patient population. And we, in fact, have designed a trial of sneaking in the proteasome inhibitor in a quadruplet combination. And what we will be doing through the Alliance very soon is a clinical trial, which is including IRD, so ixazomib, lenalidomide, dexamethasone with daratumumab. And this is where, you know, we are using MRD as an endpoint, and based on that MRD endpoint, we are actually modifying the maintenance part of the treatment to one drug versus two drugs and seeing whether we can get away by doing less and doing stipulated course of therapy for these patients.